Hello, world. This is William B. Williams. Hope you'll join me Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WNEW, Metro Media Radio in New York.
It's Wednesday, July 26th, and at midnight in Manhattan, it's 68 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 degrees Celsius, and partly cloudy. The forecast says the day ahead will be cloudy and mild, Thursday, unsettled. A woman child conceived outside a human body is born in England. A securities heist halfway to eight figures is reportedly cracked, and the postal workers vote Monday. In sports, Pete Rose makes it 38 in a row, but it's the Mets who win at Shea, and Lemon's new leadership bears fruit in Kansas City. I'm Andy Fisher, WNEW News. Science fiction and reality have crossed paths in the English city of Bristol. July 26, 1978 is forever the birthday of the world's first test tube baby. Edwin Smith reports from London.
Gynecologist Patrick Steptoe has refused to say so far whether he's developed a new technique which allowed him to start the life of Britain's first test tube baby in a piece of laboratory glassware. What Steptoe did was take a tiny egg from the womb of Mrs. Leslie Brown and fertilize it in the laboratory with sperm from her husband. After the egg had been safely fertilized and grown for several hours in the laboratory, the doctor then re-implanted it in Mrs. Brown's womb to develop normally for the next 9 months. It is a technique which has been tried several hundred times before, both here and in the United States, but this is the first time it has succeeded. Edwin Smith, London.
A 32-year-old securities messenger was arrested yesterday and is being arraigned now for the $5 million securities robbery that stunned Wall Street earlier this month. Anthony Lucido of West Hempstead faces charges of robbery, kidnapping, and unlawful possession of a dangerous weapon. Locations in Manhattan, the Bronx, and Jersey City have been arranged for next Monday for the secret ballot strike vote among the rank and file of the New York Area Postal Union. It was Monday night that the Postal Union President Mo Biller told his shop stewards he was ordering the vote, prompted by dissatisfaction with a new national postal contract. Sports and the weather in a minute. It's 2 minutes past 12.
Potamkin, America's largest Cadillac dealer, continues to give you the best leasing values around. With a Seville $209 a month inflation fighter lease, this is the closed-end lease that guarantees your monthly payments at $209 a month, whether you lease for 1, 2, or 3 years. Imagine a luxurious 1978 Seville, the Cadillac created to please the most discriminating driver, at a fantastic $209 a month. Lease for 1 year, your monthly rate is $209 a month. Lease for 2 years, your rate is still $209 a month. Choose a 3-year lease, your $209 a month rate is guaranteed. And the choice is up to you. Potamkin guarantees your rate regardless of any manufacturer's price increase. Payments are based on a trade-in or non-refundable down payment totaling $1,500 with a refundable security deposit. Get all the easy leasing details at Potamkin Cadillac. On the east side, York Avenue at 60th Street. On the west side, 11th Avenue at 55th Street. Or call 212-581-1700.
At Shea last night, it was the third inning single by Pete Rose that brought the crowd to its feet, Rose connecting successfully in a 38th straight game. But it was the single by Lenny Randle that brought home two runs and keyed a five-run fourth inning rally that lifted the Mets over Cincinnati 9-2. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Atlanta over Philadelphia 4-0. In the bottom of the 12th inning, Montreal and Houston are tied at 2. Top of the 7th inning, Pittsburgh and San Diego are tied at 1. Bottom of the 3rd inning, the Dodgers lead the Cubs 2-1. Top of the 6th inning, St. Louis, and the Giants are scoreless. In Kansas City, Bob Lemon's first game as a Yankee manager was Ron Guidry's 15th victory of the season. Guidry shutting out the Royals on 6 hits and a 4-0 Yankee victory, snapping a 10-game Kansas City winning streak. Rounding out the American League, it was Cleveland over California 5-1. Seattle over Toronto 4-2. Detroit over Oakland 11-2. The White Sox over Milwaukee 4-2. Minnesota over Boston 5-2, and Baltimore over Texas 7-6. Each week, WNEW News selects the best of the stories phoned in by our listeners and used on the air. That story of the week brings a cash award of $50. Why not make a note of the special hotline number, and maybe you too will be in the running for the $50 award. The number is 986-8989. That's area code 212-986-8989. WNEW News. The National Weather Service says it will be cloudy and cool for the rest of the night, and a chance of a few light showers, the low 65 to 70. Considerable cloudiness during the day, high around 80. Partly cloudy at night, low near 70. The outlook for Thursday, partly sunny and warm. Chance of showers or thundershowers, high near 85. Partly cloudy skies over Manhattan right now. Humidity 61%. Wind southeast at 7 miles an hour. Temperature on Fifth Avenue, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Andy Fisher, WNEW News, on the Bob Jones Milkman's Matinee.
When the world should all be sleeping, and the melody comes creeping, till you want to sway, it's the Milkman's Matinee. If you hear a band a-swinging, and you hear somebody singing, it's no cabaret, it's the Milkman's Matinee. That's the time the Sandman hasn't got a chance, although, baby, it's late. Cupid wakes and looks around for new romance while the milkman syncopates. Down the Milky Way each morning, dance your cares away till dawning. Everything's great, eh? At the milkman's matinee.
July 26th? Well, it is, folks. And it's your Bob Jones and the Milkman's Matinee. Now, the Bob Jones cabbie of the day is Eric Vega. Eric really knows how to get through the park when it's closed. The barriers are still up at 72nd Street. I don't understand that. The rest of the park is open. They just don't want the West Side coming into town and infiltrating, I guess. Thank you, Eric. This is America's original all-night radio entertainment, the Milkman's Matinee. Let us begin with the fifth dimension.
Let's go!